relaxing the body. And the mind. This first suggestion by the Buddha, abide. Rest at home in the body. This abiding can be supported by a conscious relaxation of body. Checking in and noticing where there may be areas of tension and consciously releasing, relaxing those areas. For myself, I do a quick check-in with the body and sometimes scan through the body. And then I use an inner reminder, because often in this conscious relaxation we're focusing on areas of muscular tension. And it can be helpful to just check in and see. It might be possible to relax inside the throat. To relax the heart. To relax the stomach and the intestines, kind of this whole inner landscape. Sometimes there can be a tuning in to that inner landscape and allowing a release, a softening, a relaxation inside the body. In the core of the body. And then sometimes too, I check in and see if there's a way that the body may know how to relax, the body and mind may know how to relax, that I don't have conscious touch with. And so sometimes I drop in a request, and so I'll invite you to try this, drop in a request, not trying to accomplish this request. May the body relax. Just drop that request into your system. And be available to see how the body and mind respond to that request. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And we can use this similar kind of dropping in with the word abide. How does this word land? Abide. I'm not trying to think about it or figure it out. Rest. Relax. Abide. maybe also checking in to see if the mind can relax. May the mind relax. Letting go of tension or pull on the mind to thoughts. This abiding, relaxing, supports this very natural, ordinary capacity of mind to be present. When the body is relaxed, it supports the mind being relaxed. And when the mind is relaxed, it very naturally begins to attune to the experience in the present moment, to be aware of what's happening in a very simple way. And as we relax and begin to rest in a kind of a receptive place of experience, we can attune to this experience of body. Like we're tuning our radio to receive the frequency, the wavelength of the experience of body. Relax and receive, attune to. There is a body. And within this body, a breath. Exploring the possibility of letting the breath come to you, receiving the breath, settling back, and being curious how does the body breathe? How is there awareness of this breathing process? We are all human beings sitting in this room together, every one of us breathing. A human experience of breathing. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. It can be that simple. Just receiving what's obvious about this breathing in and out. At this point, exploring the simple connectivity to the breath in a relaxed way. A gentle persistence. Know an in-breath. It takes about a few seconds maybe to breathe in. Just enough effort to be there for that in-breath. And just enough effort to be there for the next out-breath. Such a light touch is needed. It's not very much effort to know an in-breath. And And it's like a balancing on just this moment of this breath. No need to think about past or future breaths. Just enough to be with this in-breath and this out-breath. This gentle persistence supports this continuity, connectivity, and intimacy with the breath. That's not a forced intimacy. Let the breath reveal itself rather than forcing that intimacy. Let the breath become intimate in its way, in its time, as it wishes. Sometimes our breathing can be like a very shy creature. Let it come to you. With a kind of a friendly attitude to let it take its time in showing up. We can have this willingness or a patience to simply breathe in knowing we're breathing in, breathe out knowing we're breathing out. And let the intimacy of the breath happen in its own time. Abide, contemplating the breath as a breath, gently persistent, curious, connected, friendly in that connection. And also opening to that the breath is a changing experience. And it's very depth. The process of breathing needs change. You don't have to look very hard about this, but that's more of an attitude or a kind of a holding of that perspective of this changing breath, intimacy with this changing breath, this never the same in any moment breath. In a way, that becomes a deeper kind of intimacy when we're willing to really be there for how it is new each moment, instead of assuming we know how it will be. This may be what is meant by fully aware. We understand the changing nature of experience. Relax. Receive the experience of breathing. Just moment after moment, the lightest touch. Breathing in, knowing you're breathing in. Just enough effort for that. Becoming intimate with the breath as it reveals itself in its changing nature. This exploration of the breath begins to stabilize mindfulness. And as it stabilizes, you may notice it's possible that the attention can hold this experience of breathing with some degree of intimacy. And also that mindfulness is not exclusive to the breath, that it like spills over and we also have a broader sense of other experience happening around us. One of my teachers, Tanisaro Bhikkhu, says that we can attune to the breath and focus on the breath closely as if it's a candle that we're looking at, really looking right at the flame. Or we can notice that the candle, the light from the candle, lights up the whole room. And so staying connected with this experience of breathing, intimacy with the breathing. And yet you don't have to push aside anything else either. If other experience is known, that's fine. You also don't have to go out looking for other experience. Allowing the nourishment and the intimacy with the breath to support this establishment of mindfulness.